This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go!
Hello, good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
We were here yesterday. For those that had the day off, God bless you. We were here working hard, sweating.
Not us.
We're breaking rocks. We're just laboring up here. But we're here today again. Coming up, Jason Aldean, just a little bit. But let's get started, go around the room. Up first, this person would love to meet Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam one day. But for now, all they can do is hope to get him in our green room, sponsored by Hyundai.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be nice. I like that.
Oh, we tried on that one. Here he is, producer Eddie! Hey.
All right, so I've been giving you guys updates on the basketball team I coach, my 9-year-old son's basketball team. It's the Laker Bones. So we've been winning. Like, we started the season off, 1-4 or something, 1-5? Yeah. Since then, we won, and we have not looked back. We've, won 5 in a row. We started the tournament last week, so it's a 2-week tournament. So last week, we won the first game of the tournament, which means we advanced, guys. We go to the semifinals.
What's happened that's so different with the team?
We've been going to a private coach.
Where?
Who's we?
The team.
All the team?
I brought in a professional. So there's an older dude who coaches my kids, and he's really, really good. And I called him one day and said, I need help.
So that coaching has taken the team to the next level.
I mean, since we hired that coach, we've been dominating.
Are you paying the guy?
Yeah, all the parents pay.
Really?
Yeah, and it's weird because I've never been part of a team like that. Usually, you know, you pay the league fee, and then the practices are just part of the whole deal, right? Mm-hmm. But not me. I'm like, hey, I'm bringing in a professional. If you want to partake, you got to pay.
And it's made that much of a difference.
Oh yeah, dude, we're so good. So
what does he do? Teach him plays and stuff?
Yeah. So the plays, they're a little too young to learn plays.
What were you not doing, I should say?
Defense. Our defense was all over the place. They didn't know who to cover. They didn't know what to do. He kind of solidified that.
Do you think you can win the whole thing now?
I truly believe we can win the whole thing.
Oh, let's go.
Dude, so.
Do I get to talk at the trophy presentation since I own the team?
I mean, you haven't been to a game yet.
I know, but still, I'll show up then. All right, go ahead.
So, yeah, so we won the first game. We move into the semifinals on Saturday, and if we win that one, it's a championship.
Oh, I can't wait.
So 2 games on Saturday.
I'm
boom, let's go.
Hold that trophy up and be like, I did it.
Yeah, I guess since you did.
You should have asked me to pay for the coach. Why would you not ask me?
It's okay. The parents, they like to invest in their kids.
Okay, good.
Dude, we're on a roll. Let's go.
Okay, good job. Thank you, Eddie. Next up, he likes to make prank calls for the show, and it always makes me nervous because there's no telling how far he will go. His name is Lunchbox.
I always tell you guys, being famous has its benefits. Well, I went to pick up some food the other day, and I wanted breakfast. And I went to an establishment that they have a cutoff time for breakfast. And I got, and I was like, hey, you guys still serving breakfast? And he's like, no, sir, that ended about 20 minutes ago. actually, you know what? Lunchbox, I'll go ahead and make sure the kitchen cooks you some breakfast. So he went back there and he got my breakfast in the kitchen. I can hear him saying, we are not set up for breakfast anymore. And he goes, guys, but it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. 5 minutes later.
Are you sure you didn't say, I'm Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show? Because we've heard you do that when you didn't know you were being recorded.
5 minutes later, my breakfast was ready, and I got breakfast 20 minutes afterwards, and he's like, you tell everybody over the show that we're huge fans around here.
Do you want to say who it is or no?
I don't remember his name.
Do
you want to say what it
is?
Shout out?
I mean, if you like chicken, probably a good place.
You can say the name of it if you
Chick-fil-A.
Want.
Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, no one else was getting breakfast, but this dude went and made the kitchen make me breakfast when they were already moved on to lunch.
True hero status.
I'm telling you,
DiCaprio, you really showed him. You're so famous.
That is what it feels like to be famous. It's like, you know what? We'll change the whole restaurant just for you.
Okay, thank you, Lunchbox. She recently thought she was being scammed by an airline. Turns out they were just offering her a great deal this time. Well, it's Amy, everybody.
So there's a video that is all over the internet right now of this girl who doesn't know how to open a can of cinnamon rolls. She's using a can opener, which is not how you do it. And she's wearing a Pimpin' Joy sweatshirt.
Oh.
And people are making fun of her. They're like doing all these videos where they're just like, what's wrong with this girl? And so many listeners have sent it that I'm like, oh, maybe she was joking. You think?
I haven't seen the video.
Oh, either. I'll show it to you.
Has it gone super viral?
I don't know, but I mean, all of our listeners have seen it and they keep sending it to me. Like, it doesn't stop. Like, if I
you
go
know
in my
I've
DMs.
I've been tagged in this too. I just don't ever click through it.
Oh, well. Clicky clicky, because it's
so
awkward.
So what are you saying? If you're wearing a Pimpin' Joy shirt, you can't do anything dumb or illegal.
Yeah, or rude.
Or rude. But is this dumb?
But I feel bad if she didn't know. I'm not calling her dumb.
Do you have it?
I do.
Do you think she's faking it?
You can't really see her face. All you can see is the Pimpin' Joy sweatshirt.
I'm watching it now.
Do you see
I don't think she's faking it.
Oh.
It looks real?
Yeah, because I think I'd mess. I wouldn't be good at, I don't know. I just do dumb stuff like this too.
But then, so she opens it with a can opener and then she's like, but I don't know how to dig in there and get them to come out. And it's
well, then I would take like a stick, a fork, and then try to pull. I get it. I felt that. But yes, she is wearing a Pimpin' Joy shirt and that is embarrassing for us.
Which we're not making fun of her because Pimpin' Joy is all about spreading joy. It's just like
we
funny.
Love her new approach to opening.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, it's getting close to March Madness for his hogs, but at home, it's always madness for his dogs. Bobby Bones.
Thank you, everybody. Wow. I got a couple things I want to say. First of all, I finally started The Last of Us on HBO, which is about a guy who's trying to get a young girl across the country because maybe she has inside of her what can stop the disease from spreading. And it's one of HBO's biggest shows, and I waited until it built up like 6 episodes before. It's so good. It's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
You love that stuff.
It's so good. And the zombies, once they eat you, you don't get the virus. It's not like other zombie shows, but it's really good. Is anybody else watching The Last of Us?
No.
Mike, you are? And review? So how many episodes in are you?
I'm all the way caught up.
Like 6 or something?
Yeah, my favorite show right now. The only one I have to watch every single week.
It's Lunchbox, you watching it?
No, my brother has been trying to convince me. He tells me every week.
It's
he's
really
like,
good.
Dude, it is so good.
If you like those kind of shows, it's good. I don't want to build it up so much that you'll watch it but then be mad at me because it's only pretty good. But for me, I love it. And I think we have one more to go. But we waited and now we're in. The other thing I was going to say is next Thursday and Friday, we'll still be doing this show. But I'm going to be filling in for Rich Eisen, sports show from Los Angeles, who does a real big sports show. He's an ESPN
Sports
Center
guy. Before.
Yeah. I'm going to go fill in for him for a couple days. He's going to where all the NFL players, they like run, combine, whatever. So he does that. Then I'm going to go fill in for him, which is because it's a TV show as well.
That's awesome,
but
dude.
I've never done sports, TV, and radio. I've done sports radio. But now I got to, like, do hair and makeup and stuff before I talk about sports.
Is there other people there with you or just you?
His crew, who I don't know yet, but Mike D is going to go with me. And we'll do this show. I'll be in L.A. for that in the morning. And then I'll roll over to that studio and do that show for 2 days on Thursday. Yeah, I'm pretty excited
so
about it.
So cool.
I think I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it.
Are you nervous?
A little bit,
excited.
Yes.
That's
I'm a little
good,
nervous.
Though.
I'm a little, you know why? Because nerves tell you it matters.
That's right.
So next Thursday and Friday, there you go. All right, thank you. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband and I have been married for 15 years. He's been on a journey to gain muscle and lose fat, which I was supportive of. But in my eyes, he's not overweight. He's 6'6", 280. Hey, That's a big old boy.
Big dude.
I've always found his dad bod to be a hot bod. The hard work is paying off. His arms, his shoulders, his legs, his butt are getting big, but his stomach's getting smaller. I've always liked the cushion. I've never been attracted to rock hard abs. How do I ask him to stop losing the gut area and let him continue bulking up? Should I mention it to him or just continue to support him? I don't want to lose my cuddly teddy bear. Signed, fan of the dad bod.
Telling you guys.
I mean, I would say we just need to let our partners have the bodies they want to have. And so when you come in and try to dictate and control it, like that's being selfish. If he feels good this way, I think you let him do him. It'll probably come back around. Just give a little bit of time.
I agree with that.
But if
too.
He's into this right now, you need to let him do that, because you probably wouldn't do the opposite. Like if, you know, or you wouldn't want to hear something from him if he wanted you to change something about your body. It just wouldn't feel good.
Yeah, let him chase this.
Yeah.
He wants to do it, makes it feel good. He's also not doing it because you told him to do it.
Right.
Which would be different. If he's like, fine, I'll do it. Then you could step back in and go like, I was wrong for saying that. But no, he's chasing something that he wants to do. So don't make it about you. Eddie?
There's something to this, guys. Because I've been getting chiseled lately. I've been working out with you, Bones. And my wife's
like,
I want...
You haven't been getting chiseled. You have been working hard. But there's no chiseling done yet.
And my wife's like, I miss your dad bod. And I'm like, honey, I feel better this way. You know, I feel better. And she's just like, but I, the same thing
she
said.
Eddie, we've been working out for like 2.5 weeks. There's no way your dad bod's gone in 2.5 weeks.
Dude, I look good. I looked at myself in the mirror the other day. I'm like, dang, I'm looking
good. Is that email from Eddie's wife?
Maybe. It sounds exactly like what she's been saying this for years too, though, Bones. They love the dad bod. So guys,
you know
chill.
What, Eddie, I'll accept it because you haven't been working hard, and I'm just gonna lay off and go. You're the man.
I do. I tell her though, dude. I do feel good. I feel good. I'm working out.
That's what it's about.
Feeling good.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Let him feel good. Let him chase his dream. Amy, great point. That's the mailbag. Thank you very much. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's a little late for a Valentine's segment. No.
I don't think so. It's the perfect time, actually.
Okay, so what's the deal?
This is how you Valentine's like a boss. I told you guys last week I did nothing for my wife for Valentine's Day. She cooked dinner. She confirmed it. We had audio of her telling you. But what you do is you wait till days afterwards. You go to the store, guys. Everything is on clearance. And so I went to Walgreens this weekend, and here it is. This is what I say. Just the shelves are full of Valentine's stuff. 80% off.
So then do you save it and do it next year? Because Valentine's isn't a practical holiday.
No.
Oh, no.
No. I just give it to her when I get home.
Oh, okay.
But just listen. Listen. Look at just hit the clip.
Here's Lunchbox in the store setting up his hack.
Guys, this is how you do Valentine's Day. Look, 80% off. Oh, my goodness. 70% off? Are you kidding me? So I can buy all this and... You guys are the chumps that bought it early. Save that money.
Here he is revealing what he bought and how much money he saved. Go ahead.
So what'd we end up getting, guys? What'd we end up getting? Oh, my goodness. Chocolate. $20 if you buy it on Valentine's Day. $2 today. Oh, you want to get your lady a bouquet of flowers? $17.99. Not today. $3. So I got $3 of flowers. Oh, another $3 of flowers. Another $3 of flowers. Another $3 of flowers, guys. I spent, what, $12, $14? Woo! Valentine's, like a boss. That's how you do it.
Did you give it to your wife?
Gave it to my wife. She's like, oh, thank you. And what's great is, you want to know why they're $18? Because they had hearts on the little wrapping paper around the flowers. They're the exact same flowers they would have out any other day, but they put that little, they could have taken that wrapping off and put it back on there and charge you what? But no, $3.
What you should have done is put a St. Patrick's wrapping on it. Be like, baby, I got you St. Patrick's flowers.
I mean, you want to talk about, I mean, I would have spent how much? 18 times 4.
You wouldn't have because you wouldn't have
bought
anything.
That's what I'm saying. 18 times 4. Do it for me. 36, what? 72, plus $20 for chocolates, $92. And I spent 14. Ha! That is how you Valentine's like a boss. You save money and your lady is happy. You guys.
You think she's happy? You think most ladies are happy when you forget Valentine's?
Yeah, because she has two vases worth of flowers. There were so many flowers. And they only cost me $12.
That's how a Valentine's like a boss, everybody.
Wow. Yeah.
I am thinking from a parent's perspective, this is not a bad idea to get.
For next year.
Valentine's for your kids, that gets expensive too. So yeah, I wonder if you could stock up.
But Valentine's is not practical. It's a stupid holiday, but it's romantic. Romance is not practical. So saving money is a practical thing. But it doesn't matter. You bossed Valentine's, you're my
like
boss.
A boss.
In this, you're my boss in this segment. There you
do it next year and your lady will love you.
I can go today. I don't have to go next year.
Yeah, if they're still there, you'll get 80% off.
Absolutely. 12, 40, 90. I never checked his math.
I don't know if that's right. I just started going big.
But we're here for it.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's this 5-year-old girl, her name's Austin, and she was invited to a daddy-daughter date night. The only thing is, when she was 18 months old, her dad passed away. So she went to her grandpa and asked him if he would take her to daddy-daughter date night. And here's a clip of her asking him.
Oh, I would love to. Austin, that would be the best. Can I really go with you? When is it?
That's really cool. And that, like, hits me in a good way. We had like senior nights and stuff. I never have had anybody to walk me down that kind of stuff. So I would either go by myself or I would have my friend's dad or even our youth director at church. Like, there were always people that stepped in for parent stuff, especially when it was dad stuff. And so I was at the Invian, Oklahoma this past weekend, and there was a kid, he was senior, it was senior night, and he didn't have anybody to walk him or like stand with him because the family stands with him. And Coach Parker, not Caitlin's grandfather, but Caitlin's uncle, her dad's brother, because he coaches the boys team in Vianne, was out there with him, like walking him. Walking's a weird term because it feels like homecoming, but it was like standing, like being like his guy.
Yeah.
And then it was, I don't know, to me, it was very touching. I mean, he had a game to coach. The kid did, I don't know, the whole thing, I was just like, man, that's really cool of him to do that. And really cool the kid to ask him to do that, because that means the kid must find him to be some sort of influence on him. And then I'm into, like, if it wasn't for Coach Gandalf, my high school football coach, like, there's a lot of discipline and a lot of things that he instilled in me that was more than just being a coach. So just shout out to Coach Parker over there, because he definitely didn't have to do that. And that kid.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Who, and I went up to him afterward and I was like, hey, dude, I'm super proud of you. Like, it's hard to go out there without parents and stand there. And, like, I'm congratulations on graduating and I'm very proud of you. And it was good. It was good. But it just kind of made me remember, but also be grateful for the people that kind of stood in for me, like this grandfather is there. That's a great story.
I think it's a reminder too for everyone listening to just, you know, pay attention to your surroundings, know your people, and keep that in mind. Like, if you know someone that has lost a parent or doesn't, where can you step in and fill that void at times?
And let's get Coach Parker a raise in Vianne, Oklahoma.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Hyundai is helping us celebrate the 10-year journey of the Bobby Bone Show.
I think you're awesome.
Live from Nashville.
Yeah.
We're going to play the hardest trivia game in the whole wide world. Never going to get it. It's a really hard question, but you get multiple chances here. And I want to put on the phone right now. We have three ladies, Maddie, Morgan, and Natalie.
Hello.
You're from Oklahoma City, but you're in St. Louis right now.
Yes. We're flying to Nashville for the show.
Okay, so Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, are playing a big show at the Ryman Auditorium, which is happening tonight, Tuesday night, and they're coming in. Now, it's morning. What are you guys doing at the airport? How's it going?
It's going well. We have had a nice little layover.
Does that mean you've had alcohol in the morning when I hear nice little layover?
There may have been one or two mimosas involved.
Okay. Now, are you guys sisters, friends, cousins? What's the deal?
We are friends.
Okay. Is it the first time you've been to the Million Dollar Show for the Raging Idiots?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to have a heck of a time, but let's play a game. We're going to play Never Gonna Get It. Now, Maddie, Morgan, and Natalie, I need you guys to kind of anoint a team captain of you three. Who's going to be the captain here?
Maggie.
Maggie, you're the team captain, and you guys are playing for, I don't know, a prize or something? I don't know. We'll see what they do. The question is, never going to get it. Here's the question. About 1 in 10 people have had this negative experience on a first date. What is it? Now, you guys talk about it amongst yourselves, Maggie, Morgan, and Natalie. They'll answer. They'll probably miss it.
Negative.
Then they can go to one of you guys. So here we go. About 1 in 10 people have had this negative experience on a first date. Never going to get it. Do you guys have your answer?
Yes.
What do you think it is?
We do. The date was too drunk.
Oh, much like the callers in the morning sometimes at the airport.
Yeah, sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, that's incorrect. Now, that's only one layer down of three. Now, you can pick one of the show members to answer for you. Amy, how do you feel?
I feel okay.
Lunchbox?
Good.
Eddie?
Really
good. Sometimes it just comes to you, and this one came to me.
You have it?
Oh, yeah.
Morgan?
Okay. I feel all right.
All right, guys, pick one of those four, and if they get it right, you win. Who would you like to team up with?
We love Amy. We're going to pick Amy.
What?
Okay, so Amy will come to you last. Okay. Lunchbox, about 1 in 10 people have had this negative experience on a first date. What is it?
Bad breath.
Eddie?
You girls missed out. Stood up. No one showed up.
Morgan?
Rude to the server.
All three of those are wrong, so I'm glad they didn't pick it.
Okay.
Now, Amy, you can win this for them.
Okay.
What do you have?
Too sweaty.
Oh.
That was
That's
terrible.
Not good.
That was terrible.
No chance.
Is it, though?
Yes.
I don't know.
You are, they are. Too sweaty.
Just no, I'm not. I just think, in general, one of them, like I would say for the girl, the guy is like, ugh, too sweaty.
Okay.
Nervous, because he's nervous.
That is wrong, too. Okay, so they're 0 for 2 right now.
Okay.
But they have one more chance to win this from the airport in St. Louis. Maggie, Morgan, and Natalie.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the show answer it one more time, all four of them. And you can just guess yes or no if one of them gets it right. If any of them get it right, yes or no. But you guys think about your answers here. 1 in 10 people have had this negative experience on a first date. What is it? Write your answers negative. Down.
I got it.
Eddie's in.
I know it's called Never Gonna Get It, but I got it.
Oh, you
yeah,
did?
I know.
Oh, I got
said
it.
Last time.
Amy's writing. Morgan, are you in?
I'm in.
Amy, are you in?
Yes, I'm in.
Daddy's in.
Don't ever call yourself that. Okay, now it's up to you guys. It's either yes or no. Will one of them get it? Yes or no? Maggie, Morgan, and Natalie, what is your final answer?
No.
No, they say no.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Let's see.
Rude.
Morgan, what do you have?
They were asked to split the tab. Go Dutch, I think that's what it's called.
Okay. Lunchbox, why'd you react?
I had that. I didn't know how to write that down. I was like, they had to pay their own, but then I just erased it because I couldn't even write it down. I didn't know how to write it, say it. But that's what it's called. Go Dutch.
Interesting.
And that's what you have.
Okay. No. I went something else because I couldn't figure out how to write that.
So what do you have?
I put food judgment, like, you should order a salad. Like,
Eddie?
Told what to order.
No way, dude. Dine and dash.
Amy?
That's
spilled
fun.
Something on their clothes.
Okay, well, none of you are right.
Oh, my goodness.
Food judgment.
So that means Maggie, Morgan, and Natalie are going to be our winners, which, first of all, let's clap.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, they have no idea what they won. A lot of times we just give away crap from the back. But Maggie, Morgan, and Natalie, you're all equal team members or no?
Yes.
Okay, so you're making a journey down to the Million Dollar Show, which is a big charity show we're doing. So Hyundai wants to help us honor your journey, and we're going to give you guys, all together as one group, not individually, you can split it, $1,000.
What?
Ooh.
Oh. Amazing.
What? Yeah, they've been drinking.
Right, so it's $333.33 for two of you. And one of you, Maggie, gets $333.34 because she's the captain.
That's right.
Yes. Well, that's fair. We'll allow.
Okay. Congratulations.
That's so cool.
We get to meet you and Eddie to come pick up our prize.
Well, I don't have the cash. I mean, Hyundai.
Wow,
will get with cash. Because I don't have $1,000 to give
you. They got
you.
A little greedy there.
Yeah, you see what happens. You give them an answer, come on.
You give them $1,000, they want $1,010.
Is there any way we can get $10,000? No. Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Ray, in my ear?
Yeah, I'm going to throw them on hold. We haven't got to get a number.
Put them on hold so we don't lose them here. Thank you. There are winners, Maggie, Morgan, and Natalie, who won $1,000 thanks to Hyundai. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
They did win the game.
What's the answer?
The answer is have the credit card declined.
Wow, 1 in 10?
Person paying.
I thought about that one.
Never going to get it. They won $1,000 thanks to Hyundai. That's a heck of a prize. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. I would be so annoyed. There was a flight from New Zealand to New York, and that's the whole other side of the world, like next to Australia. And they had to turn the plane around. Not because everybody was loud, but because New York's like, we don't have anything open. So they flew for like 8 hours, and they were like, well, where do we go? They just turned around and flew back home.
What? Oh. All the way to New Zealand?
16 hours, and you land in the same place.
Stop it.
I wouldn't tell them until we landed and got... I wouldn't want to riot on the airplane.
Yeah, get them off the plane.
Yeah, like, just keep flying, well, not say anything about it.
Looks the same.
One of the longest commercial flights in the world had to do a U-turn over the Pacific Ocean because of a closure at New York's JFK Terminal 1. Air New Zealand took off from Auckland, New Zealand, 8 p.m. local time. They were going to arrive at JFK 16 hours later, but they were 2,000 miles from the coast of California, and they said, hey, we can't get you in. Why could they not land in California?
Or anywhere.
Nevada.
50 states.
Anywhere on the way.
There's like three airports
Hawaii.
Near New York. Or what about Boston?
Specifically asked why the airplane did not land in another U.S. airport, the spokesperson noted that diverting to another U.S. port would have meant the aircraft would remain on the ground for several days, which would affect other scheduled flights. The passengers on the flight have been rebooked to the next available service.
No.
That's from ABC News. You fly for 16 hours and you're at the same place you started?
Oh, yeah.
That is a special, that's H-E double hockey sticks right there.
Uh-huh.
That is terrible. Here's an even worse story. A guy fell asleep with contacts in. Which, have you done that before?
Yes, I used to wear contacts and I fall asleep in all the time.
Still?
No, I have LASIK now, but when I have contacts, all the time.
A man suffered a horrific injury after he fell asleep with his contact lenses in, and because of that, a parasite started eating his eye.
Oh!
He lost sight in his eye after the extremely rare parasite got into his eye as a result of his contact lens. He's from Florida. He was only asleep 40 minutes.
What?
He was diagnosed with a word I can't say. It's a big, crazy, long word. A flesh-eating parasite that gets into the eyes and starts eating the tissue. It damaged his right eye. His vision, obviously, not going to be the same in that eye. He might even need an eye transplant.
Oh, my.
It was eating his eyeball?
Mm-hmm. So it was just stuck on his contact?
I guess so. That's what I took from it. Like, it was on his contact, and then I guess he just chilled for so long, it ate away. But why was it not eating away when it was in there and he was awake?
Because maybe you're moving, so it doesn't have time to eat.
And maybe parasite needs... if you're closed...
Yeah, he's just chilling. It's dark. Parasite's coming. Ugh.
That's from Lad Bible. That is a disgusting, horrible, just very unlucky story because the dude did nothing that a lot of people haven't done 10,000 times. Which is fall asleep with contacts. And I have a contact. I don't ever wear it. When I was doing Breaking Bobby Bones, which you can watch on Disney Plus, I had to do a lot of outdoor, very physical stuff. So they gave me a contact for my left eye, which is the only eye that works on me. But I just felt so weird to have one eye with a contact in. It felt like lopsided. Mm. And I never put a contact. It was like, oh, what do I... Oh. It's weird.
So you've never been drunk, but that's probably what it feels like, being drunk, when you're like, ooh, yeah.
Well, my vision wasn't messed up because my right eye doesn't work at all anyway. But I'm just saying it felt lopsided, meaning this eye had something in it.
And the other one did.
This one didn't.
That's so weird.
So I have a bunch of contact lenses just for one eye at the house that I never use because I don't want to get my eye eaten by a parasite mostly now. That's what I say.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say for now on. This is a voicemail from Kennedy, who lives in Georgia.
I heard an ad from Amy on the podcast, and when she's saying all the brands, she says Ralph Lauren. And I'm like, have I been saying it wrong my whole life? But isn't that the one that Rachel worked for on Friends? And I'm pretty sure she calls it Ralph Lauren. So I didn't know if it was just she had gotten through the take and didn't want to fix it, or if that's really how you say it. And I really hope you'll answer this, because I really want to know. Thanks.
I guess I say Ralph.
I say Ralph Lauren. I don't know why I said it that way, but I think you can say Ralph Lauren. I think you can say both.
I'd want to hear how he said it.
Yeah.
If you can find a clip, Mike, while we're playing these voicemails of Ralph Lauren.
Ooh, that came out naturally.
I said it on purpose. Or Ralph Lauren.
All right.
Saying their name, that would be cool, but I don't know.
I say both. I would say
Ralph Lauren.
You would?
I think because I've been in that store here and they say it like that.
Yeah, like the fancy people say Lauren.
I'm not trying to be fancy.
I am. I love being fancy. I'm Mr. Fancy. Megan from Indiana left this voicemail.
We just wanted to call and say that we love the show. Me and the kids listen to it every morning in the school line. The kids wanted to say one thing.
We love Lunchbox.
There you go, buddy.
Smartest kids out there. Let me tell you, you're raising them right.
Fan club right there.
Woohoo! My demo. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Researchers at the University of Cincinnati are working on a new app that uses AI to tell if your first date is going well or not.
Yeah, all good, but I saw an AI story where Bing was like, I want to take over the world and I want to make nuclear weapons.
Uh-oh.
They had an AI they were talking to.
Let's see.
And it was like, hi, yeah, I'm here to take over the world.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I want to make nuclear weapons. Yeah, that dating stuff, who cares? AI is going to take over. It's Terminator. That's what's going to happen here. We're going to get what we asked for. We're going to develop something that's so smart. It's going to be smarter than us. Here's the key. We have to just leave it near the plug-in so we can unplug it at any time.
Yeah.
Right? We can't make the cord too long of all these AI robots that are going to take over.
But in the movies, even after you unplug it, it's
trust me, this ain't the movies, buddy.
Okay.
No. This is immediate. You unplug it, they die. What did the app say?
Well, it pairs with something like an Apple Watch, and it monitors your heart rate, breathing, how much you're sweating, and it can tell in real time whether you're engaged in conversation or if you're faking it.
We need that for this show. I need to put this on all you guys.
They say it could also be used for job interviews, for teachers, for therapists, where they can gauge the situation of what's going on. Currently 75% accurate, but right now they're just testing it out on dating, which... Speaking of dating and dating apps, this one girl says she's getting tons and tons of dates because she put her credit score on her profile.
I saw. She has like an 815.
811.
Is that good? Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah, it's out of 850.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You can have a great credit score, and that's good. It's going to keep me from not running, but it's not going to make me run to you. I mean, if...
Well, she said it's just different.
Right. Yeah. But she must be cute then, because no guy's just going to go...
Oh.
You know, yeah, there's a good credit score there. We are cavemen. All right, what else?
Inflation has the tooth fairy leaving $20 bills under pillows for one tooth.
And wait, that's the opposite of what should happen.
That's not inflation.
What do you mean?
Well, because you would think with inflation, the tooth fairy would be broke.
Right. $1.
Yeah. A nickel.
Oh.
I thought because it's everything goes up, he's going up. No?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, good news. The average of what he leaves is around $5.36. So I don't know how he deciphers how much he's going to leave under the pillow, but I wish he would meet with all parents and just come to an agreement that he's going to leave $1.
Well, I have a problem with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I don't feel like the Tooth Fairy is a he.
Me either.
Or she.
Yeah, well, but you kept saying he. I just feel like the Tooth Fairy is a she.
We don't know.
Right.
But
I grew up El Nefer is his name.
I grew up without the Tooth Fairy knowing where I lived.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, dude.
Tracy Lawrence was on Justin Moore's podcast talking about his song, Paint Me a Birmingham.
If you paint me a Birmingham.
And I always thought he was painting the town of Birmingham. But no, it's a style of a lake house. It's got a porch going all the way around. And now it makes a lot more sense. Huh.
I always thought Paint Me a Birmingham was like paint... the idea of a city at a happier time. Like when you... I went way too far in this.
Wow, yeah.
It's literally a lake house. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Tracy Lawrence playing with Eddie and I tonight, the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show. He's going to show up and play a couple songs. It'll be awesome. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to the students at Classical Magnet School in Hartford, Connecticut. They were trying to raise money for their school because they needed some extracurricular activities. So the way they did it was they did 3 weeks of act of kindness. So the way it works is the donor, whoever donates the money, gets to choose the act of kindness that they do. And they did that for 3 weeks, surrounded by a bunch of different activities. They got the superintendent to do a dance-off. They raised money for that. And then I think the mayor, he actually did like a free throw contest, stuff like that. So they're raising money and spreading kindness as well.
I like that. And then it's always risky, though, when superintendents dance. Because sometimes...
Oh, I remember that one.
They just get in trouble.
Yeah, but that was like a stripping contest.
Yeah, that was
gym.
Not a good thing.
What was he thinking?
But it's like a lot of those administrators, they're not around the kids a lot because they're administrating in other offices, so they don't really know the pro... And so all of a sudden, they're dancing on a kid.
Well, you know? And then they think they got to like relate to the students.
Yes, and they turn the chair backwards and sit on. It's just, I like it. Nobody got in trouble.
This guy didn't do that.
Good for him.
It makes me think of the time Ray danced for 24 hours straight. To fundraise for Haiti.
24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. The two-step.
In cowboy boots.
Yes.
And we raised a bunch of money. Ray, it isn't recognized, because mm-hmm. it's been a long time since we've done any of that, just how tenacious that... You still are, but that you really were, because you did that. You fist pumped for 24 hours and made the news. Like, you would just go.
Thank you. Well, my own wife heard about me dancing, and it was right next to where she lived, and she said, that guy's weird. I don't want to go see him do that.
And you know what? She was right.
And now we're married.
In both, yes. He is, you're weird, and she didn't want to see it. All right, thank you. That's a good story, Eddie. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Jason Aldean coming up in just a little bit, like 15 minutes or so, he will be on the show. Here's a voicemail from Melanie in Austin.
We are looking to get an electric car, an SUV-type car. We've got two kids in car seats and a dog. And I really like the Ioniq 5. And then I realized that the only reason I like it is because Bobby likes it, and I really don't know anything about it. Bobby, what specifically do you like about it? Has anyone else driven it? What are their thoughts? Just curious. Thank you.
I will not let anyone drive the Ioniq 5. It's the coolest car I've ever seen. And I have another car, and I'd rather drive the Ioniq 5 because the technology in it's amazing. It's not a commercial, by the way. I didn't even know she was going to ask me. It's super safe. The dogs chill in the back. Everything's on the computer. It's technologically the most advanced car I've ever been in, the Hyundai Ioniq 5. And they're about to come out with a 6. I hope that's not secret. This is not a commercial, but it is awesome. And sometimes when I take the dogs in to play in the daytime if we're going to be gone for a few hours, that's what they're in when I post it on Instagram. Mm. So... Yeah, you guys haven't driven it, have you?
No.
You're right,
no,
and nor
no,
will
no.
you, because
no,
you will
no,
wreck
no.
it. The right. end. That thing will back out of a parking spot. If it's tight, you hit a button on your remote. It
pulls, on its own?
Pulls right out, so you don't have to, like, bang it with the door.
Amy, you need that.
Yeah, give this to Amy. Right. I mean, she needs a car. For real.
But that's why it's awesome. The Hyundai Ioniq 5 is amazing. This is Jennifer from San Antonio.
Eddie, you always talk about retiring. You cannot wait to retire. But then you always say that you don't save any money. So I'm just curious if you have some kind of life hack for how to retire without saving any money.
Oh, no, I don't have a life hack. Like, I'm just assuming that throughout the years, at some point, I'll just have enough to retire.
But you're not saving.
I can't.
You know what assuming does?
Makes an...
Yeah, I'd adjust you, not me.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I love the idea of retiring, but... I can't really save too much right now.
Because of the four kids?
I got a lot of expenses.
Yeah, I hear you. But you talk about retiring so much that everybody feels like you have a plan, but there is no plan.
There's no plan.
Got it. But so basically the lottery plan that Lunchbox has, except without playing the lottery.
No, he does gambling.
Good comparison.
Hey. Like, Lunchbox at least plays the lottery?
Yeah, but I do parlays on sports.
Yeah, okay. We're going to go over to Amy and get in the morning corny. Let's go.
The morning corny.
How does a tape dispenser walk away?
Oh.
On its tapey toes.
Did you make that up last minute?
Morning corny.
Sounds like it.
You plan to do that one all day?
Like, she went home, she spent the night, like, going over, I think this one will work.
Hey.
You can't win them all, right?
I cannot win them all, especially with you guys.
But tapey toes.
What's a tape dispenser?
That little square thing? Yeah. No, well, the tape's in it.
Oh.
And then you pull it, and there's that little edge.
Those are the tapey toes.
The tapey toes.
Anyway.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jason Aldean.
The Highway Desperado Tour. A lot of stops. We'll get to that in a second, but everybody say hi to Jason.
Hi, Jason.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, we're pretty good. A lot of listeners are calling me a liar, and I'd like for you to lend your voice to this. Tell them if I'm a liar or not. And I don't give specifics, but I do say that you're such a normal, like a dude, that we're in the same restaurant near the mall, and you're just sitting there, and I just go over and be like, what up? And then we finish talking, and then we just eat our food. And they're like, there's no way Jason Aldean's in a public place like that just eating food. What would you like to add to that, Jason?
I mean, I gotta eat.
Exactly. I told him that. I told him you need nutrition. But and I said, Jason doesn't show up with security. There's no big... Him and his wife just come in and eat like normal people, but people do not seem to believe that you do normal person things.
Well, who was that I saw? Eddie at Chuck E. Cheese one time.
It's like he's targeting where we are, though, just so we'll say it's normal. Maybe he does nothing normal except he has like a private investigator know where we're going. That's what it is.
That's funny.
So
I don't know, man.
Do you ever check in under your own name, though, if you're going to call? And, you know, I've seen just walking around the mall before. But if you're going to go eat somewhere, do you go, yeah, we'll take a reservation for two, Jason Aldean?
We'll only pull that card if they tell us they're full.
Has anyone ever then said, yeah, no, we're still full?
I don't know. Usually our assistant or somebody will call them. So we rarely go out, man. We're homebodies. Mm-hmm. We really do like to stay home most of the time. And then, my wife, like probably most women, loves going to the mall. So that's where we saw Bobby at.
And
For the most part, man, we hang at the house and kind of hang with the kids and do that kind of stuff.
Jason's Highway Desperado Tour 2023 starts. Tickets are on sale now, by the way, jasonaldean.com. Starts in July, runs all the way to October. This is a lot of dates. So tell me, for example, you have Mitchell Tenpenny, who we know well, but Corey Kent. You're taking Corey Kent on the road with you as well as one of the openers. Like, what's Corey Kent about?
You know what? I've never met him. He had a song or has a song called Wild as Her that I heard and just really love the song. And so every year when we're putting the tour together, we want, try to find openers that that I like, just something about them that I dig. Mitchell and I were supposed to tour together back, I think, in 2020, the year everything kind of got shut down for COVID. He was going to go out with us that year, and we never got to do that. So it'd be cool to have him out. And then Corey was just somebody that I heard and loved the song that he had out. I've never met him, but looking forward to being on the road with him.
Listen to that. He just heard a song and said, hey, come on the road for a whole year.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Did that ever happen to you early in your career where somebody asked you to go out and be, an opener just because they were like, dude, your new songs are really good, so come on.
I don't know. I mean, I opened for Rascal Flatts, McGraw, and Brooks and Dunn, and all those guys when I was on the way up. And so I don't know how those things came about, but I just know it was a big opportunity for me and, a big sort of stepping stone for my career to go out and play in front of a big crowd every night when I only had, one hit or maybe two hits or something. So it's a big deal for a new artist to come out on a tour like that and give them a chance to shine a little bit.
41 cities, the Highway Desperado Tour. Tickets are on sale now at jasonaldean.com. You have 27 number ones according to the list that I found. How many 20 of those can you play in a night, though?
I don't know. We typically try to play, I want to say we play like 24, 25 songs a night. Obviously some of those are going to be some of the newer songs that maybe, aren't number ones yet. But to me, it doesn't really matter if they're number ones. It's more about how they fit in the set and what I think people want to hear and what's going to keep the atmosphere good on a show night and while I'm on stage. So, Hicktown was a song that I think peaked at number nine, and we've played it every night that I've ever done a show, I think. So number ones are cool, obviously, but that doesn't always mean they translate live.
What is on your phone lock screen?
I think it's a picture of my wife. And then you open it up, and I have my kids in there.
Do you switch? Does it go, you're Jason Aldean, rock star, people loving you from the stage, and all of a sudden you get home, and you're like, now I'm a dad, and I got to do all this dad stuff, and you love it, but it's like, why am I clean? Like, I was just a rock star like 3 hours ago. Now I'm cleaning up, like, poop in the corner or something.
Yeah, you get over that quick. You just know once you come home, you got to check that at the door.
Jason Aldean's on with us. We're going to end with this segment. This is Uncomfortable Questions from listeners that have sent us. Question number one that's uncomfortable. Does Jason Aldean regret any of his tattoos?
My very first one, I do. I have it now. It's covered up. But I think when I was 18, I walked into a tattoo shop in my hometown in Georgia. And, you know, I just, they have stuff up on the wall, and I just picked out something on the wall and went, yeah, I want that. And then as I got older, I'm like, that's really stupid. And not only that, but it was just a really bad tattoo. Like, the guy that did it, he must have just started that week or something. And so I ended up having to get a guy to cover it up. And that's really the only one that I regret a little bit, that I would have done different. But none of the rest of them.
Uncomfortable question number two. Generally, what's the most expensive cowboy hat that you own? Like, how expensive do they get, even if given to you?
You know, here's a funny story, man. You know, so the hat that I wear, you know, has kind of become a little bit of a trademark now. But when it first started, I was doing a photo shoot, I think, for maybe for my first album. And so I went, and I was going to go get, like, a new hat and, you know, just to kind of look cool or whatever. The problem was I was broke, so I went into the store and I bought the one I could afford, which was a straw hat that was like $50. And that's the one that kind of became a little bit of a trademark and ended up, you know, now I have a deal with Resist All where I have my own line of hats. You know, my hats, the ones that I wear, aren't that expensive, man. They're like $50, and it all started because it was the only one I could afford at the time.
Final question is, can Jason Aldean fix things at his own house, or does he hire people?
Depends on what it is. You know, there's some things I'm good at. You know, I can fix all right, and there's some things that I don't have a clue about. So if it's something I don't know about, I'm not a guy that's going to work on it and make it worse. I'll just call somebody.
Yeah, I don't fix anything. I only hire people. Or call Eddie, because I fix nothing.
I got you.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Okay, here's the deal. Tickets are on sale now. The Highway Desperado Tour 2023. Friday, July 4th, it starts in New York and then up East Coast. But all the cities that this show is in, I mean, Jason's all over the place. I hope you guys get tickets. Massive show. Jason, I appreciate the time. Hope you sell just millions and millions of tickets. And I'll see you soon, my friend.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank y'all for having me,
see you, buddy. There he is. Jason Aldean, everybody. Yeah! We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. We'd love to hear from you. 877-77-BOBBY. You can also watch the show live on our Facebook page right now. This is the hour we go fully live on Facebook. Just go over, I don't know, do Facebook something. I don't get on Facebook that much.
Not much has changed.
But you can watch the whole show there. So check it out. Time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Health experts say that if you're going to try to defeat your sugar cravings, sniff an orange. Oh, yeah, this is BS. There's no way. I love sugar. I eat too much sugar. It's a constant battle because it's more than a tooth. It's not just a sweet tooth. Like, there's something that's bordering, like, addiction, of sugar addiction. That's a real, I just need it sometimes. And so there's no way I could sniff an orange and be like, oh, all good.
Satisfied.
Like, last night, my wife really tries to help me curb it a bit. And she goes, hey, I'm going to make some blueberry muffins. And I'm like, let's go. Let's pour some sugar on top of it. Ooh. You know, I deserve a treat. And so she's like, we're going to do healthy blueberry muffins. And I was like, oh, boy. Okay. So she makes them. And just like every time, she's like, they're not going to taste good. And then I eat them. And they're awesome. And I have like 7.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, my stomach hurts. And then I'm like, I'm never doing that again. And then she'll do it again in like 2 weeks. Like, I'm going to make healthy. And I'm like, Then I have 7. And then my stomach hurts again. But she does. She tries to make sure that I'm in a decent place with my stomach. But they say if you sniff an orange, that it will reduce your desire for sugar in under a minute. It's also a good just to eat fruit since they have good sugar in them and will decrease your cravings for dessert and candy this way as well. That's from the University of Leeds in the UK. I'm going to try this. I'm honest to God going to try this. We have oranges. When I want sugar, I'm walking around sniffing sugar all day long. I have it tied around my neck.
Yeah.
Or like on one of those harmonica stands. That's what's going to happen. So there's that. Number two. Health experts say to pig out in the morning, at least if you want to feel your best. For most energy throughout the day, eat a huge breakfast, then have a regular lunch and a small dinner. But in our culture, we do the opposite. Sometimes we skip breakfast. We have a medium lunch and then like a massive dinner. But that is kind of reverse on what it should be because your body's breaking down that food all through the night. Sometimes it keeps you awake because if your body's still digesting all this food that you had at 7:30 p.m., it's harder to go to sleep because your body's working. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not about diet or calories. It's literally about getting good sleep, good rest, so you can be the best the next day. But they say eat a huge breakfast. What I would do is I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna change today. I'm gonna do a huge breakfast. I'm be like, dang, I'm probably gonna get a medium lunch. I'm still gonna do a huge dinner. And so then it would be bad for me.
Yeah.
I can already see it. From the Daily Mail, this guy wrote, and it's a whole Reddit post, and I wanted to read it to you guys. He said, I made a little girl cry by making her move from the window seat that I had booked for a long haul flight. Was I in the wrong? 9-hour flight. He bought the window. He or she, the adult, bought the window and made the kid move because they bought that seat for a 9-hour flight. Are they in the right or wrong? Amy?
Where's the parent to this kid?
With them?
Okay. Well, they bought the seat. I don't think they're in the wrong. I think the parent should be the one like explaining to the kid. He shouldn't have to make the kid move, or the parent should be like, hey, this is not our seat.
They were made to feel guilty by the kid's father after asking the kid to move.
Okay,
so the parent did not help there.
This is on the parent.
The solo traveler got into an argument with the father on the plane. And so this person went to Reddit, was like, it's the AITA. That's the question. Am I the beat poll where people will go, am I mean? Am I wrong for doing this? Mm. So, no. I would make the kid move.
Yeah.
You bought it.
Yeah.
Sorry. And when kids cry, that doesn't mean like you have to do it anything for them.
That's right.
Excuse me, Dad?
I want this. Sorry. You're not going to get it. Keep crying. It's not going to work.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the dad wasn't helping.
The dad didn't help either.
Yeah.
And then he had to sit next to him for 9 hours.
Whatever. Put headphones on. They don't exist. I put headphones on, an automatic cupola goes up around me.
Oh, noise cancellation?
Noise, vision, life.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. From the Daily Mail, my fiance wants me to wear a red dress to our wedding because I'm not a virgin.
What? This is so dumb.
I've already picked a traditional white gown, but he says it'll deceive our guests.
Stop.
That's funny.
You should know he's like this already. That's the weird thing. If this comes out of nowhere, if, like, he's down, he's chill, living life, and all of a sudden he's like, no white, red.
You're heathen.
You are not a virgin.
Right.
Because that usually doesn't creep out of somebody right at the wedding. Like, you kind of have to know he's like this. So.
Red flag.
Yeah, a little bit that's on you, because you know he's like this. Because this just didn't happen out of nowhere. But that's also really weird for him.
Really weird.
So weird.
Because that's not even a thing. That wasn't, like, the 1800s for the most part. Like, you wore white, maybe even before that, to signify that you were still pure.
Sure.
I didn't know that till a couple years ago that that's the reason they were white in the bride dress. I was like, huh?
And then it just transitioned to that's what a bride wears. And who's pure anymore, you know?
Yes.
There's no such thing as pure.
That's true.
That's, you know.
That's for sure.
I'm sure they're out there.
No, I'm talking in general. What's even pure anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Meta is launching, which we talked about yesterday, a $12 a month verification service for Facebook and Instagram. And I mentioned it, didn't have all the details, but just like Twitter, Mark Zuckerberg is like, cool, you want a blue check? You pay us 12 bucks a month, and you'll get extra protections, additional support, apparently some other perks. He said it's about increasing authenticity and security across our services. That being said, then why are you charging folks? Just do it without charging people 12 bucks a month. Also, you're kind of lame if you just pay for a blue check mark, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
Because I worked hard to get that blue check mark, dang it. And I finally got it, and I was like, I made it. And now any Joe Schmo can get it for 12 bucks? Maybe that's just me being sad, being jealous. But the move comes right after Twitter did Twitter Blue. I don't know. Do you feel like it's losery to pay for a blue check?
I mean, maybe people are paying for the extra security. And then
but
the
we should have
mark.
Security.
I
already.
Agree. That's my point.
Like, we should but already extra. Be secure.
It's like the town going, all right, for 20 bucks a month, the cops will protect you even more.
Like, what?
No, hold on. We already pay taxes. The cops are protected. They already exist. What do you mean even more? A fifth person is cured of HIV after stem cell transplant, researchers say.
That's so cool. Awesome.
Whoa.
This is from The Hill. Researchers say a man has been cured of HIV following a stem cell transplant that was performed after several rounds of chemo, making the fifth known case of the virus being cured by an individual. Wild that they've been able to actually go, this process, stem cell, it is, you no longer have it. When we were told our whole life, you don't get rid of it because it's a virus. So that's pretty cool. I don't know the science behind it. They have a bunch of big words here.
You don't understand that? You're a doctor.
Yeah, you're a doctor.
I'm a doctor of letters.
Ah, that's right. Oh. That's right.
And although I do recognize the letters, I don't know the words, what they mean.
To put them together.
Yes, I don't know what these words mean. But that's pretty cool. I would go into an eye specialist because my right eye has very limited vision. It's like 8% vision. So it sees, if I close my left eye, it is all blurs and some slight color and light, and that's it. No sort of clarity, no shapes. And I went in to a specialist and he was like, the only thing that might at some point help you fix your eye, because this is in your brain, a stem cell, is that.
Wow.
How do they get it in your brain?
I didn't ask.
Okay.
I did, but I didn't understand. But they were like, it's the only thing, because it's not really in your eye. It's actually in your brain. It was underdeveloped, that part when you were a baby.
Mm.
So, and look at me. I'm here underdeveloped. Underdeveloped brain and all,
See,
baby.
But don't you think that underdevelopment maybe allowed you to overdevelop in other areas?
I think that underdevelopment, sure. Just imagine what I'd be Iron Man if it's fully developed.
Yeah, man.
Look at the potential I would have had.
That would have been awesome.
I'd have been the first person to fly.
Okay, that's not what I was saying, but maybe, you know, because when some senses are lacking, the other senses pick up.
Or when you have certain situations around you that are negative, you figure out other ways in your life to find super positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand your point.
Thank you.
Thank you for the compliment that I'm amazing. All right, that's it.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Kelsey from Kansas left this voicemail last night.
I guess Amy's cousin strikes again. She had predicted that somebody would be leaving the Bobby Bones show, and technically, Eddie is leaving the sports podcast. Sad day, but just goes to show Amy's cousin is on a roll.
I don't know if this is accurate. Nah. Let's go to this. Here's an email we got too. I'm sad to hear Eddie's leaving. 25 whistles and sore losers. Is this proving Amy's sister's being correct? Although it's not your sister, it's your cousin that's a psychic. Yeah.
Come
be
on,
crazy.
Guys.
It wouldn't be your sister. So here's a clip of Amy's cousin, the psychic, in October of last year talking about one of her predictions.
No, I don't think anyone is getting fired. I think there's going to be some show staffing changes, some status changes in the next year to 18 months, something like that. I mean, so there are some changes coming up, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I take it back. She didn't say someone was leaving the show.
She didn't say that. I didn't realize.
Ooh, I got to reconsider if I think this is right or not, because I thought it was an easy no, but she didn't say someone's leaving the show. She said staff changes.
Yeah, when she first said that, I immediately went to someone's leaving the Bobby Bones show.
And not only that, I've hired two people on to have bigger roles and kick off Kevin and Lauren.
Yeah.
Like they have, I don't know.
Well,
uh-oh.
I mean, and
she
the,
may be right.
If that was October, also the 12 to 18 month window is still in play.
That's true.
Guys, she's right. That's just scary.
Yeah, she's more right than I thought. So I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10.
I have something else that she shared with me recently that's very bizarre.
Uh-oh.
It's bizarre, especially because she says this isn't her gift.
It's not the one thing where... It's not the thing about me, right?
No.
We don't share that on the air yet.
No.
Okay, good. Because she nailed another thing, too.
Huh?
No, it's yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, she nailed something that was so weird.
That was in my car.
And she was in town.
Mm-hmm. And she said it.
I'm just not going to say what it is now, but one day I will. But that one was like 9 out of 10, bizarro, weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the thing you're talking about?
Well, it's extremely personal, but it is still really, really crazy. Her mom has had cancer for 7 years, and she's even said on the show before, she doesn't want to know about death or, like, she doesn't want to tap into that. Again, not her gift. But months ago, she's like, I feel like it's February. And here we are, and my sister and I actually FaceTimed with them this last weekend, like to kind of say our goodbyes. And when I saw her mom and saw her on there, like everything is, the cancer's to her brain, like it's really wild. Like she's in her final, literally, like I could hear from her. So just keep my cousin also in your thoughts and prayers because it's happening any minute. Mm. But it, my sister and I were like,
when did she say that?
She probably said it. It was, I went back to visit a couple of times at the end of last year to say goodbyes because I kept thinking it was going to happen. And she's like, no, I think we have a few more months. Like, I really feel like February. It was maybe October or November of last year that she told me February.
It's not like The Simpsons where they just have done so many shows over 30 years. Maybe 40. How long has Simpsons been on, Mike? Since 1989.
Dang.
So that they're like, wow, look at The Simpsons predicted this. Well, they've just done so many shows.
They've said everything.
But Amy's cousin who... says she's a psychic, has nailed some stuff. I'm not a big psychic believer, I'll be honest with you.
Me neither.
Right. But eventually, as they would say, you got to put some respect on her name.
Yeah, I've never thought
twice
about.
And even being a good guesser.
Like what she's saying, I've never thought twice about, but now that I'm part of it, like that's kind of crazy.
I know, but I don't know. I mean, like even with like the stuff with her mom now is like, that's another level, which, you know, she's just praying to the Lord that it happens swiftly too, because her mom always said, I want to die pretty. She's still putting lipstick on her mom every day.
I don't. I want to die. I want to be 500 and look like a turd.
What?
I just want to live forever.
500?
Yeah. That's the goal. I don't care how I look. Just keep me alive. Mm. And if any of you unplug me, I will haunt you. I've told you before.
Yeah.
You unplug me, I don't care what the doctor says. You know he's not going to make it. Leave me plugged in.
What if we run out of kazash?
I will drain my bank account. Hey, I'll drain my bank account.
Right.
You don't even know who's in the will. Maybe none of you.
You're right, but what if we get down to zero?
I get a second job.
Take out a loan.
Okay. You better keep me alive because I'm going to haunt you all if you pull the plug. You heard me say it. This is a voicemail from Kit in Missouri that we got last night.
I was just sitting around thinking about riddles, and I realized that I missed Riddle Me This. I know you guys do the... You know, never going to get it, but I kind of want to hear the riddle me this.
Okay, we can get to that in the next couple days.
Okay.
We haven't done riddles in a long time, so we'll get to that. Thank you very much. The first iPhone that came out in a box sold for $63,000. Nothing special about it except the person just didn't open it.
Oh, wow.
So that's it. I mean,
smart.
I don't know that I had a generation one. I don't think I had money then when it first came out. Because that was probably, what year was that? 2007?
Okay.
I was borderline. Probably could have afforded it, but it'd been like, I don't know.
They were probably really expensive when they first came out, huh?
An iPhone that was sealed in its original box went for $63,000 at an auction over the weekend. The original owner of the phone said she got it as a gift, but she never opened it because she had already gotten another phone. And that's the only reason. She wasn't a collector.
Wow.
She just kept it. Other first generation iPhones have been sold for like $35,000, $40,000. This one sold for $63,000. The 8-gigabyte phone was originally listed for less than $600 when it was introduced in 2007. That's from CBS News. That's cheaper though than it is now.
Yeah.
And it's $800, $900 now, depending on. I mean, they'll make it like a nickel if you switch your plan over for the rest of your life.
Right.
Like if you name your child Verizon, they'll give you a dollar and a phone. I want to go over and talk to, let's go to Tony in New York, who has been waiting patiently to talk on the phone to us. Hey, Tony.
Hi.
What's going on?
You were talking earlier about wedding dresses. In a lot of Asian cultures, women actually do wear red dresses. But in the West, it's Queen Victoria who started the trend of wearing a white dress. And it was more of a status thing that you could afford to wear a white dress that you might not wear again. Because before that,
women just wore a dress of whatever color, and it became their Sunday best dress. And they wore it again and again and again.
And then somehow it turned into white means pure. Hmm. And then somehow the dude's like, I don't want you to wear a white dress at the wedding because you're not a virgin. And then we're like, wait, what? That's the whole thing we did earlier in the show. So, yeah, check that out. I did not know that, but thanks for calling and sharing that with us. We really appreciate that. Let's go over and talk to Kelsey in Nebraska. Hey, Kelsey, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing really good. What can we do for you?
Good. So I actually heard Amy share my video. I'm the mom of Austin, the little girl who asked my dad, her grandpa, to the daddy-daughter dance.
And tell me something good,
right? Tell me something good.
Yeah.
Yep. And I had a call because my husband, who passed away in 2019, was like the biggest fan of your guys' show. Hmm. And so it was just really emotional to hear that this morning.
Wow, we didn't know that. We literally found the story and Amy talked about it. And so what is it like to have a video like that go viral?
Wild. Like, I'm just a normal girl from Omaha, Nebraska. Like, it's insane. But it's been really special to, like, share our story with everybody. So.
Dang. Well, we appreciate you calling. Here's what I'm going to do for you.
Yeah.
So you've listened to the show for how long, you think?
Oh, gosh. Probably, like, 2012, I think, before you guys were even on, like, radio.
She used to listen to me at my house.
Oh, wow.
In my apartment. She put her ear on the door. So here's what we're going to do, because that's like, we're hitting our 10-year anniversary here in like a week, basically. Mm-hmm. And so in honor of our 10th anniversary live from Nashville, Hyundai is doing a thing with us where they're going, hey, we want to honor your journey, and so I can help other people too. So what we're going to do, Kelsey, because of Hyundai, we're going to give you $1,000 for listening and calling.
Oh,
and
my God.
Just being cool. So will you accept this thousand?
Serious?
Well, yeah. Yeah. What a terrible joke that would be.
Bad.
No,
kidding.
Of course.
Oh, gosh.
And I know you didn't call for money. You were just calling to actually share that story, and we're so thankful you did.
Yeah.
But would you take $1,000?
Well, yeah, of course.
Boom. Easiest part.
It's crazy because for his funeral, we made little cards for everybody that said Pimp and Joy on them. Because he would do it all the time, so... Karma, man, like, it's crazy, but thank you so much.
Dang,
that's really, I mean, just that I have,
me too, I got like,
chills right
I got
now
like ear
because,
chills from that story.
Like, just also that story, we all do, Tell Me Something Good, and you know, Pimp and Joy, starting with my mom and her cancer journey, and me being the one that did the story, like, that's just I just feel a connection that's really special. And I also am so glad that your story went viral, because I think it's just, again, such an encouragement. We said it when we did it, that to reach out to families that may not have a mom or a dad or might be lacking or someone's passed away or something, so they can fill in that void and step in and be the mom for certain things or the dad for certain things. And it's just a special reminder. Because, Bobby, I know you had that growing up. People stepped in for you, and everybody's circumstance is a little bit different, but just being aware.
Well, Kelsey, you've made us feel emotional, which we're sometimes dead inside. We're talking about so many news stories that we just become desensitized.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy that you called, and we did not know you were a listener. We shared the story, and I'm so happy that it's gone viral. I'm so happy that even listening to that clip of, you know, your daughter, and that's just awesome. So the fact that I just have $1,000 up here accidentally just to give you is amazing. This is awesome. This is a great.
Enjoy.
This
yes.
is amazing. So stay on the phone. Kelsey, you're awesome, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Blows my mind.
Yeah, that's really cool.
We have another way for you to win some free money, $10,000, thanks to our friends at Hyundai who have partnered with us to celebrate the journey of our 10th year in Nashville. You can win, too. Just sign up and get rules at bobbybones.com. But I have, like, stacks of $1,000 in cash I'm just randomly giving people. I wish it was stacks of cash.
I know. I was like, where?
It's not.
Where?
It's just,
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I know. I wish it was stacks of cash, but I do just get to go, here's a thousand. Well, how about that? I don't even know what to say there because that was such a good call. Thank you all. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from California. A man went into a gas station, bought some ice cream. He's like, oh, can I get a plastic bag for that? And the owner's like, hey, man, not allowed to give you plastic bags. I guess they banned plastic bags in California. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just want one plastic bag. Can't do it. So the guy got his ice cream, went out to his car, drove his car through the gas station.
That's not smart.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, even if you're angry, and we talk about trying not to react, he was triggered. But even if you're angry and you're really sticking it to him there, you're still hurting your car.
Yeah, he's damaging his car.
Like it's like punching somebody in the face sometimes. You're going to hurt your fist. So that's why you grab a chair or a piece of pipe.
That's some kind of way.
Wait, no, that's not it? That's not the logic? Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Not only his car damage, but like his life, because he's going to jail.
He's already an idiot. That guy doesn't just do that, and that is his only idiot move. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
So he's probably done other stupid stuff. Maybe he's drinking.
No, like, they said no alcohol.
Well, maybe he's eating. I don't know. But you hurt your own car doing that. That's so dumb. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
I want to start first with a movie review of Ant-Man 3.
And now, Movie Mike's Movie Minute.
I've not seen Ant-Man 1 or 2. Are they good?
They're kind of viewed as some of the worst Marvel movies.
And Ant-Man's superpower is he's small and can get into places?
He can get very small, but he can also get very big.
So, like, he could go in someone's nose and then get big and boom, he'd explode their nose?
He could turn into a skyscraper, destroy an entire city if he wanted to.
Okay. Did you like Ant-Man 1 and 2?
So it's a lot different than the first two. The first two are comedies, and this is kind of going into Marvel's new phase where they're trying to get a little bit darker. They introduce a new villain who's kind of going to be the new Thanos. So aside from that, it was a pretty mid movie.
Paul Rudd still Ant-Man?
Yeah.
I thought they changed out people whenever they switched up, like, and they did new versions of...
Some characters carried on, and others are kind of completely done.
Now listen to this. Mike D started watching all the movies over again that are Marvel. How many movies have you watched and for how long?
So this was the 31st Ant-Man movie, so I've now seen, I rewatched all 30 going into this.
Since when did you start?
Wow.
Like 4 months ago.
Wow.
He's watched every Marvel movie again.
Yeah, so there are different ways you can watch the Marvel movies. I found a new way. I did it by character. So I watched all the Iron Mans together, all the Captain Americas together, all the Thors together, because I wanted to see how their story would play out. Like you'd watch a normal movie. You'd watch part one, part two, part three.
Did you measure the amount of minutes you spent watching
the movies? Yeah, it took 4,225 minutes, 70 hours.
And what are you going to do with this information?
I did a whole episode on it. Of my podcast, so that's a lot of podcast prep.
Of all character development.
Yeah.
Dang.
Wait, one episode?
One episode.
Oh, 70 hours for one episode.
Somehow that'd have been a series.
Yeah.
So, okay, a couple of things. One, check out Movie Mike's movie podcast. But what do you rate Ant-Man 3?
Without the new villain, it would have been a 2.5. But that new villain is so good. I loved him so much. I give it a 3.5 out of 5 autobiographies.
Is he a cricket or something?
No.
Oh, they're not bugs that fight each other?
Cricket.
He's the only insect.
Ant-Man is.
That roach.
Check out Movie Mike's movie podcast.
And that was Movie Mike's Movie Minute.
Hey, in honor of our 10th anniversary, live from Nashville here at the Bobby Bone Show, all this week, Hyundai wants to hook you up with some cash for being on this journey with us. If it's 2 months or 10 years, all week we're randomly hooking up listeners with $1,000. So it's easy. You just listen and we randomly just give people $1,000 if they call in or play. Or there are no rules. Except there are rules, but there are no rules as to when I answer the call, right? There's also a chance to win $10,000 right now. Get the rules and sign up to win at BobbyBones.com. We're just giving away everything we possibly can. That is it. Tomorrow, the Wreckers will be in studio for the first time in forever. They haven't been together since we've been here. We've been here 10 years. So Michelle Branch, Jessica Harp, the Wreckers in studio tomorrow. That's it. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.